I can't stop laughing. How easy was that?
Yeah.
Fuck a twat.
Speaking of that, what's up, Houdat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Don't Patrol United instant reaction, delayed reaction, but it's more instant tonight. We got our instant reaction show. The Saints just beat the Falcons. What was it, 24-9? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'm out of here on my phone, not on my computer, so I don't have anything at my disposal. But one of the most anticipated games, at least regular season-wise, in Saints history happened today. I know we all kind of talked about it before the game. I had this weird nervous energy vibe that I haven't had in a long time. And look, it was a weird game, especially the first half. It was very close, but the second half, we just
went off.
Yeah, and we, you know, we kind of knew that, and we'll discuss it further, but we kind of knew the defense was going to win the game for us, and they did. So let's talk about it. We beat the fucking Falcons. We're now sitting here at 8-2 with Taysom. Yeah. All the crazy speculation this week. But we'll get into that and more. So I'll go ahead and say I'm probably like a 4.2 right about now. Had some cocktails. I got a beer right now, a Catahoula Common, strawberry Catahoula Common. I got my W shirt on, even though y'all can't see it because we're not live streaming. But I'll go with a 4.2 right now. Got to keep the number up. We will get to several of our guests tonight. The first one being James. James, how you doing? Do you have a number?
I do tonight, actually. I'm about a 1.5. I've had two beers during the game. I just thought pre-game that this is probably a game I might need to drink through. But actually, it proved not to be the case, and the beers became celebration beers.
Oh, I like that.
And drinking the Dixie.
One of the few remaining Dixies floating out there. All right, well, it's good to see you defy doctor's orders and had a few drinks because this game deserved it. We'll get to our next guest, Scott. Scott, how you doing? And do you have a number?
I'm doing great. I'm about a 2, although I should be a 7 because of Taysom Hill. But that's neither here nor there.
I love the fact that we had the For all you people who don't know, we have our text group. Our over-under before the game was how many times Scott would post the Randy Marsh internet jizz picture. The over-under was 2.5, and we all picked the over, and it was definitely the under.
Yes, it was 2 for each touchdown, 1 for each touchdown. So, you know, he was very nice. I have a Taysom boner. He was very nice.
All right, let's move on for your Taysom boner. Yeah, okay, let's move on. All right, Ash, Stranger Ash, how are you doing? And I'm sure you have a number, but what is it?
I'm well over an 8.
Holy shit!
I'm well over an 8. I've been drinking some Southern Comfort.
Oh wow!
Right, the bottle was half full when I started, but I'm also drinking bubble gum gin liqueur as well.
What?
What? When you spin it, it's sort of like, you know, it looks like fucking rat's piss, but you know, it's quite nice.
You
it looks like Taysom Hill's jizz.
Oh my god, it's completely enhanced. Super soldier serum. Oh my god.
You're working tomorrow, Ash.
I'm working tomorrow.
So you probably should have saved that until the end of the show, because that would have been a nice end of the show final thought for you to talk about Taysom's jizz. But I do like the fact that you attempted to get a number as many sacks as the Saints got today.
Yeah.
Yeah. After the second half is like, yeah, the defense have got this. Always, you know, Taysom Hill doesn't have to do anything really stupid. And thought, oh, do you know what? I'm cracking open the Sarko, so let's have a few of them. So I've been drinking them throughout the game.
Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, 8 sacks by the D line, just amazing. cornerbacks played extremely well, considering we were missing Lattimore. Got a few picks. It was a great win. It was an all around win. Defense was just balling. Taysom came in, did what he had to do to win.
Taysom came in. No, Taysom started. He didn't. Taysom he didn't started. Come in. He didn't come in.
He started.
He was there.
And did what he had to do to win. You know, nothing too, you know, flashy. Pretty much stayed within a pretty, you know, decent game plan. Had a couple of deep shots downfield that looked like punt catches.
Well, look, it was definitely a weird game, especially in the first half. We gave up the one big play. Jenkins just fell. He was there. He just fell down. You know, he had the coverage. He just fell down. And that gave up the big play. But the key was they held him to field goals. You know, that was the biggest thing, is that they held him to field goals. Because if you look at the first half, and we talked, I got on a little chat at halftime, and we talked about, like, the Saints are out playing the Falcons. They were just, they didn't get a couple of the breaks. The Mike Thomas drop early on was a big drop.
Big drop.
But we talked about the defense playing, you know, bring us the Teddy defense. You know, bring us the strong defense. And that's what it was. And I sent out a text and a tweet earlier. It's like, now that we have Alexander, like, this front six or seven, however we want to line up, like, it is a legit front on defense right now.
Falcons didn't even try to run the ball today, did they? I mean, they ran it more than San Francisco did.
They had a couple of early runs that got some yardage, but at the end of the day, you knew they weren't going to be able to keep it up as much pressure as we were going to get on Ryan today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was a worry when Lattimore was inactive that, you know, we knew the Falcons were going to be passing the ball today, but, you know, the coverage was really, really good today. Jenkins, P-Rob, Marcus Williams with a pick. I mean, didn't really see much of Malcolm Jenkins today, but I suppose that's a good sign when your safety isn't really getting much action.
Yeah, and a lot of those, I know we want to harp on the defense and the pressure, but, you know, a lot of those early sacks were just a good coverage sacks. You know, I mean, Ryan was back there for a while, and eventually we got to him, but because the coverage was so good, we were able to get the sack. I mean, defense balled out.
Yep.
I think how lit that game would have been if the dome would have been full. Like, just with the defense playing like that, I mean, you wouldn't have been able to hear anything. It would have been deafening. Taysom getting his first start, the defense getting 8 sacks. Man, fuck COVID. Fuck COVID.
Well, that's one thing you heard when Taysom came on. The crowd was cheering so loud for the very first series, and all, you know, as we tend to do sometimes, because our crowd's not the smartest. We had to calm him down. We had to calm him down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, just imagine the noise of that pass to Sanders, the touchdown pass to Sanders, not being called back the whole
thing. That was intense.
Would have blown the roof off the place.
Well, I tweeted it out, you know, before he got called back for holding, and, you know, it was like, it's such a nice thing to see, you know, really deep passes being thrown downfield. Obviously, I know the Breeze can't do it anymore, but it was still nice to see as a regression tree. He's like, holy shit, we got a quarterback that can actually throw the ball more than 20 yards.
Yeah, we got a few, you know, pass interference calls that went our way because we were throwing the ball downfield a little bit more.
Yeah, because that was a bit weird because we were getting PI calls. It's like, hey, I'm in it. It's like, phone, oh, here we go, it's going to be on us. It's like, no, it's going to spell this. Holy shit!
Yeah, and it's crazy because we had some go our way, but then we had got some big plays that we had got negated by penalties on our side, which, you know, really, I mean, we won by a healthy margin, but we could have won by even more. I mean, hell, just that late touchdown got called back by a hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it always feels good to beat the fucking Falcons. And, like, and we knew, even though the score was close for a while, I mean, we all kind of knew. It's like, we're out playing them. Our defensive line is going to get a bunch of sacks. We're going to win the game handily.
Yeah. Well, are we 4-0 in the division now?
Yep.
The sweep is on for both Panthers and the Falcons?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just say that, you know, the sweep is on. We can sweep the Falcons and the Panthers.
Nice.
We go 6-0 in the division.
How do you think Sean Payton feels right now?
His balls are, like, swollen. His head is swollen.
Yeah, he feels like he does every time he beats the Falcons, which is all the time.
But, I mean, yeah, you know, but being right about Taysom, you know, or allegedly being right about Taysom. We'll see how it goes. You know, I still think, kind of like I said before, I wonder, you know, how he's going to do against a better defense, and especially now that they have tape on him. So we'll see how he does. You assume he's going to start next week, but we assume Winston was going to start this week. So who the fuck knows?
Yeah, well, that's it. I tweeted out before the game that I'm not gonna turn around and say, Winston should have started instead of Taysom. Give him a game and let's see how he goes. And like you said, the first half he was a bit slow. Then in the second half, he clicked and he started to run the ball and he started to see people, downfield. So now it was just one game.
It's a good start.
It is a great start.
No interceptions. I think that's a big thing. All right, there was the fumble at the end.
He's got to protect the ball better on those runs.
Yeah, but no interceptions, and then probably you would have thought that he would have a pick in him today. But all his passes seemed to be where they needed to be. There was nothing wildly inaccurate.
Yeah, he was accurate. He threw one, I think, at the feet of Sanders. But other than that, they were all accurate. Had some zip on it. We're looking good. Kind of surprised that Kamara didn't get any receptions. I'm wondering how much that foot's bothering him still.
First time in his career he's not caught a pass in a game.
Yeah, he's had 54 straight games with a reception until today.
That's pretty insane. Because you figure we'd have to rely on him. That's pretty insane. And unfortunately, that went against our pal, the Billy Guns, easy over with Kamara receiving yards. Yeah.
Man, Michael Thomas is back, baby. He was targeted early and often today. And except for that one drop, he was catching. He caught everything. So except for that one, and it was a big one, but everything else he caught. So, man, the Saints are undefeated since 2019 without Breeze in the lineup.
Yeah, who would have thought that?
6-0. I never would have.
A wild game, especially with so much speculation coming to the game. Like we talked about before, there's never been a game like this with so many questions coming in, so much either excitement, nervousness, apprehension. People are just like, I don't know what to think, but I'm crazy excited for it. It's like, that kind of brought a lot of, just so many just unknowns. Think about it. 15 years of Breeze. We have gotten spoiled with a comfort level knowing this is at least what we're going to get, at least on the offensive side of the ball. And look, this is, we all kind of assume like this is it for him. So going forward, we're back to holy shit. It's crazy. Like that's how long that we've had him and been comfortable to be like, yeah, we don't have to worry about the quarterback. Whereas if you look pre-Breeze, it was always a question, and we've been blessed with what we've had from him for so long, and now it's like, okay, it's back to, oh shit, we don't know. We don't know.
The future is bright. The future is very bright. And even, no matter how long the Breeze is out for, just from that one game, I'm less worried going into say next week against the Broncos. I'm quite excited to see that game now come next week.
I think the point Scott made before is the biggest one to take from that, and that's they'll have a week of film on him now. Teams will start if Taysom Hill starts, then teams will start game planning around Saints may go in with a completely different game plan. Next week you've got no idea what the weather's going to be like, so that completely put a
But that's that's also the thing. I thought we'd run more today, and we didn't. There were so many dropback pass attempts for Taysom today. A lot more than
Murray had a good game. Murray had a great game today.
Right, he did. But a lot of that was the second half. Like in terms of the first half,
yeah.
And we talked about I was incredibly surprised how many times we just dropped him back and let him try to throw. He wanted to make Taysom a passer in the first half. Whether that's just confidence up or to make him think, okay, he's actually going to throw and he's not going to run all the time, like a lot of people assume. But there were a lot of design pass plays. And next year next week in Denver, I'm assuming it's going to be cold. There may be a little snow. We're going to have to throw on the ball more.
Yep.
And I think we can do it. I think we have the quarterback to run the RPO for sure. You know, yeah. It's just, can he hold on to the ball is going to be a big thing. So I think if we need to run it, I think it's going to be big to see how Kamara is after this game as far as injury status goes. Because we're going to probably need him, you know, possibly in that Denver game.
Would you, if he's you know, like questionable all week and doesn't practice all week, is it a good idea to actually say, screw it, let's just sit him, not even let him play, thinking like, okay, it's just, I know in the NFL it's not, you know, like just Denver, but
it's an AFC game.
Right, like if we can afford to lose a game, it's an AFC game, and we obviously need Kamara.
Right. So I'd rather be a bad idea.
I'd rather have Kamara for the Falcons game the week after than if there's any doubt, because we need to win the division and the NFC games.
Yeah, and I mean, look, you could. I know you wouldn't have Kamara, and that's a big part. But now that you've got a healthy wide receiver complement, you still have a healthy Murray, who is always present.
Right.
You know, maybe it's, you know, maybe that's something they look at. Like,
and he kind of showed this week you could win without relying heavily on Kamara.
I mean, he did score a touchdown, though. I mean, I talked about it earlier.
He did score a touchdown.
We're beating them. Like, just give the ball to Kamara. Sure enough, they gave it to Kamara. He got a touchdown.
Yeah, he did score a touchdown, but we didn't, like, obviously he didn't catch any passes, so we didn't rely on him heavily in the pass game. I don't know exactly how many yards he had rushing, but they didn't give him the ball that. They didn't give him that many carries. So I'm just saying, like. It just shows that we can possibly sit him in and maybe be okay.
Well, but look, even if he didn't get a lot of carries per se, just having him on the field distracts the defense a little bit. So there's a little bit of that, too. A little bit of that.
Yeah, I can see that.
But look, anyway, look, at the end of the day, God, it feels good to beat the fucking Falcons, right?
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Always. Yeah. I just texted my mate in work who's a Falcons fan. And I said, "Oh, I'll see you by the kettle later on when we make the coffee," and he just told me, "Fuck off." So I got 2 weeks of gloating in his face for the next 2 weeks before we see him again. So tomorrow's going to be a very good day.
It's amazing that they're even Falcons fans. Period.
We say that. Murray actually had 12 carries on 49 yards. Kamara had 13 carries on 45 yards. So that was pretty even. It didn't seem that way.
Yeah, we just didn't get a lot.
Yeah. Hill had 10 for 51.
Yeah, although I swear it seemed like whenever, you know, I mean, I know there were some short runs, but it's like, oh yeah, Murray gets 6-7 yards. Kamara gets 6-7 yards. It felt like the plays were better than I guess they were overall.
Yeah.
So what was Taysom Hill's throwing stat line at the end?
18 for 23, 233. Had a 10-yard average.
I really thought he was going to get a couple passing touchdowns, and he didn't. He just had the two rushing touchdowns. But, man, his second rushing touchdown was pretty fucking great. Like, once he got to the end, and he just like, all right, I'm going.
Yep, he was going. So, all right. Anything else, anybody?
Oh, is that it? Shit.
Fuck the Falcons.
I don't know. Fuck the Falcons.
Yeah.
Quick recap.
Fuck the Falcons. Next week's Mandalorian is going to be pretty fucking awesome. So if you don't watch the Mandalorian like Ash, you're fucking missing out. I don't even know what the fuck you're doing, man. You don't even have to be a Star Wars fan to watch the Mandalorian. Just watch the Mandalorian. It's good.
No, I ain't watching the fucking Mandalorian.
Why not? It's even without knowing Star Wars, it's good. Just do it, man.
No.
Just do it.
No.
I mean, look. You leave birthday celebration banners up in your house for longer than they should. you watch the fucking Mandalorian.
Yeah, fuck me. You watch some fucking Star Wars. Get fucked.
Man.
Jason's almost up to a 7 at this point.
Yeah. Has he been having alcohol intravenously whilst we've been recording?
I think so.
I mean, I think he's got it. I got a little beer right here. My gold beer in my cup. So I guess with that, that's it. Thanks for joining us here on the Instant Reaction Show. Oh, look, Renee is going through some old trash, and she got through here's our March 16th, 2003, New Orleans Saints season ticket holder renewal. At that point, our tickets were $40 per seat. Back in 2013. I think they're now up to like $70 a seat, but I don't know. I haven't been yet. Hopefully next week. But with that, we'd like to thank you for hopping on and listening to us. And we'll have our full show in a day or two. We'll have multiple shows coming this week. Mr. Billy Gunn is going to do his gambling show. Hopefully he can do it this week. Hopefully Ash remembers it's not anybody's birthday and he should watch The Mandalorian. Relax, man. All right. So with that, we are all relaxed. We are going to sign off. All I can say is,
donkeys.
I didn't even get to that part yet. I know I don't know what I'm talking about. I didn't even get to that part yet. Just, listen to us on all your favorite channels. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. We got Saints Don't Patrol US and UK, which does post a lot. I'll give Ash credit for that. He definitely posts a lot more on Twitter. And you won't see Ben for about 2 months because he's busy jerking off to his PS5. But until then, say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, donkeys. Bye-bye.
Good night, Houdat Nation. Good night, Houdat Nation.
Hey, what did Ash even say?
I don't even know. Something about...
Fuck the Falcons in the ear.
Fuck the pigeons.
Jab the rust is my brain. Can beat the buckle. If you can say it, then that's to get you. There's nothing saying it. At a point, I'd say brain, brain, and that slam would be a lot if I said it once, but nothing to say, but that's okay. Nod your head to this. Don't you know that the devil, he did me and got to you too? Get haze and yanger, what the fuck you gonna do? Put you to rocky ass path, but that's how I like it. Likes a bullet punch, go ahead.